Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with the opioid crisis indirectly affecting people in pain, and as doctors have now stopped prescribing them or very minimally prescribed them, they have been pivoting people to muscle relaxers for pain control, which we're mixed on. And I told you about how the whole opioid crisis kind of started. There was, pain medications came on over the counter, and or not came over the counter, but pain medications became available. And doctors were able to help control people's pain. And when doctors were reluctant, there were even lawyers saying not only is this malpractice, but it's criminal for you to not help people with their pain. Otherwise, they're going to go to alcohol. Otherwise, they're going to kill themselves. And I read a legal brief saying not only should doctors be sued for malpractice, but they should go to jail. It is criminal. It's cruel. And doctors were getting sued for not controlling people's pain. Meanwhile, doctors who were afraid of narcotics, they used a lot of anti-inflammatories, Vioxx, Celebrex, NSAIDs, steroids. And the kidney doctors were telling us, will you stop it? You're killing these people's kidneys. Why are you giving them so much Motrin? Well, because we don't want to give narcotics. Yeah, but you're frying their kidneys. So in the midst of all this, in early 2000, doctors who got sued and who had malpractice lawsuits on their record couldn't get on new insurance when St. Paul said, you know what, I'm out of here. St. Paul canceled a lot of people in a lot of states, saying, I just can't. We're not gonna cover people. The lawsuits were just too high. There's too many people making claims. There's too many, and it wasn't so much about doctors being bad. It's just, you know, the scam was you try and sue a doctor for millions. The doctor has no time for this. You're like, you know what? I'll settle for $35,000. The insurance company says, hey, that's great. You don't have to deal with the lawsuit. You go, fine. Go pay them the $35,000. Well, insurance companies got tired of paying these $35,000, $50,000 settlements. So, for me, I never had a lawsuit, so I was able to jump onto new malpractice insurance. But other people, no. Once you had a lawsuit, you couldn't get on another plan because the company, insurance company said, you've been sued before. You're too high risk. So, doctors didn't know what to do. And so, narcotics were written then more. Look, I don't want to be sued for not controlling people's pain. I don't want to be sued for killing off people's kidneys. Well, then we had the opioid crisis. And the opioid crisis wasn't just because the doctors were writing pain medication. It was because baby boomers were getting older. They were starting to turn into the 65-year-old age group, becoming seniors. And we started to have more drugs flood the system. Well, in 2016, some of the strongest measures came out against doctors to stop writing, and I haven't written one narcotic since 2016. One, I went to teach, so we don't write narcotics there. And then two, when I do telemedicine, you don't really write narcotics on the telemedicine platforms. So I haven't written one narcotic in 2016, and sadly, many other doctors don't. So what have patients been forced to do? They've been forced to take Motrin. They're going back to the anti-inflammatories. They've been forced to take steroids. And what a lot of doctors are doing are writing the muscle relaxers. Since you can't lose your license giving people muscle relaxers, because that's what is being threatened, that doctors will lose their license if they write too many painkillers, they're being given they're giving out muscle relaxers. But muscle relaxers have risk also. Muscle relaxers could act on the spinal cord or act centrally to help relax muscles centrally through the brain. And to manage people's pain, if their pain is a muscle spasm, they're not wrong. If your back pain isn't neuropathic, where it's the nerve, but you have muscle spasms, yeah, you take a muscle relaxer, you could get a, you don't then need a narcotic. But unfortunately, that's all people could get these days. So they're using it even if they don't have muscle spasm or spasticity. And then you start getting reliant on them. The two major drug classes of muscle relaxers are antispastics and antispasmodics. Antispasmodics are controlled substances, and carisoprodol, cyclobenzaprine, so your Soma, your Flexeril, your methocarbamol. The antispastics are baclofen, dantrolene. You could get baclofen now on telemedicine platforms. They're just not as strong as the antispasmodics. And so by relaxing the muscles, you could then decrease some of your pain. In fact, some people use them to help them sleep. People are using narcotics to help them sleep. You use a muscle relaxer, you sleep. And then you might not feel the pain, and then you could feel better the next day. But you can't use it all the time. You also can't mix it with a lot of drugs. You can't take it if you're pregnant. You can't be on muscle relaxers if you're taking escitalopram or sertraline or paroxetine. If you're on Paxil, Zoloft, Lexapro, I don't think you can mix them with Wellbutrin either. You cannot mix them, I don't believe, with Zofran, anti-nausea medicine. There could be some serious drug reactions. And so we now have this, this free-for-all when it comes to trying to use other things so we don't use the narcotics, because the narcotics are addicted. But now we're having people saying, I need refills on my muscle spasm. I need that, because that's all they could get. So we need to do a much better job. These medications are great for the short term. And what some doctors are using them the long term because they don't want the person on narcotics. And honestly, I just want people out of pain. But keep in mind, they're not 1,000% safe. Nothing is. And kids could still get into them. And they are still controlled substances. And so, people would use a Lortab Soma combo. And they would feel so good on that and be able to sleep and all that. But again, there was addiction. I didn't write a lot of Soma. Because, again, there's side effects with long-term use. So make sure you talk to your medical provider. But if you've been noticing that you've been on these antispasmodics for a long time or antispastics, so you can avoid the other pain medication, but it's not controlling your pain. Sometimes you need to add other things, such as massage therapy, such as a TENS unit, injections. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you are asking about what's next, what's happening at UNLV, what's going on. And so for those of you who, I was actually on air with you guys yesterday. When the shooting took place at UNLV, and my son, I have two sons that go to UNLV. One was on the engineering side of the school, and the other one was taking his time to get to school that day. And he actually wasn't on campus, thank God. when this happened. And my son, one of my sons is in the business school. The other son is in engineering, and he's going to be graduating in 2 weeks. We do believe graduation will still go on. But the shooting that took place at UNLV, it hits home to me because I went to UNLV. University of Nevada, Las Vegas. My husband went to UNLV. I met my husband there. My boys go to UNLV. My brothers went to UNLV. UNLV is my home. I teach at UNLV. I lecture students at UNLV. I mentor students at UNLV. I'm there a lot of the time, and it's my backyard. It's my home. So a gunman killed three people Wednesday, injured multiple others that we are understanding. One critically that was now elevated to stable condition, but apparently the police said there were four others that were injured. But the news hasn't been talking about those. We understand they're minor injuries. And the shooter was named by police as a former former professor of, I think, Georgia State University. And that which is kind of shocking when you are a professor and you dedicate your life to children and to adults and to individuals who want to learn from you, to then turn around and be a gunman on a campus. That's a problem. And Dr. Tony Pulido has been named as the UNLV shooter. He was a part of the University of Georgia Terry College of Business, as well as taught at other universities. His account has been taken down from LinkedIn after I posted a picture that showed that he was in memorial and in remembrance. They took it down, luckily. But they didn't know, I think, once they heard he died, but they should have understood how he died and why he died. It's because he was firing upon faculty at the university, allegedly because he didn't get a job at the university. And so students, the business college is right next to the student union. And the business college is one of the most popular of the colleges and one of the busiest. A lot of business majors as opposed to the science and STEM. And the science buildings are spread out. You got the physics building. You got the engineering building. You got the bio building. But the business is consolidated. The hotel college is separate. But the business college is consolidated for business. Even the MBA programs are a part of that. So it's a big part of the university, a big building. So apparently he went to the fourth floor, started shooting, we believe at faculty who he thought was responsible for him not. We don't know the complete motive, but it has been suggested it was faculty that wouldn't allow him to be hired. And then he started, from what we understand, going hall to hall. When he left the building, he was able to be jumped by UNLV police and neutralized there. Some reports say there were four bullets in his back. Others say that the police officer had to use the assailant's gun on him. So we'll get more information. In the meantime, this is the second week of December, which means it's preparing for finals. In fact, some finals were supposed to be administered this week. Next week was going to be completing the finals, and then graduation is the week after. And so school and classes are closed. All classes, not academic-related activities, performing arts activities, canceled. I'm not sure if some of the sports are still going on, but other buildings accessible for those who needed to go back and grab things that they had to leave when they sheltered in place or left or fled. The students were given text saying run, hide, fight. If you could run, run, hide if you can, or fight. And it was there was a lot of controversy over that, but that's kind of the protocol for active shooter, to send text messages that say run, hide, fight. Run if you can. If you can't run, it's not safe to run, you hide. Lock the doors, lights out, silence your cell phones. And then if you're forced in a situation where you have to fight, you fight for your life. You do what you have to. So my guess is the school, somebody had asked, you know, what happens with finals? Well, I'm sure the school is going to give guidance, but you are going to have many students that are not going to feel comfortable. I'm sure they're not studying right now. It's not easy to study. You know, I mean, we were thanking God that it wasn't worse. Still losing three people killed yesterday. It could have been so much worse, knowing that thousands of people are on a campus at any one time. And so we spent a lot of time praying. We spent a lot of time being there to support other students who were pretty upset by it. And so studying for finals is not on a lot of people's minds. And so would the finals be canceled? Would they, you know, my guess is the school is going to make arrangements for people to do alternative ways to complete the courses. I don't think they're going to have people come back to campus if they don't want to, because you're going to have a lot of individuals say no. You'll also have some people taking advantage of the situation, saying, you know what? Nope. I don't want to go. I don't want to. And I don't blame them for not wanting to go back on campus. In fact, the question keeps coming up, are school campuses safe anymore? The average school campus is safe, but when you look at these universities, they're pretty wide open. How do you secure a university from an active shooter? How do you secure a mall? How do you secure a concert? Well, you could do at every exit and entrance, metal screening, and you know, you can have a security zone. But if you've ever gone to UNLV, there are, you know, multiple parking lots. There are multiple ways to access the sidewalks. It's almost impossible to barricade it. Even a barricade, somebody could jump over. If somebody really, really wanted to sadly hurt people, they would jump over the barricades. Unless you have armed guards at every single sidewalk that accesses the school. It's not a university that's built like a fortress. And so, you know, I don't want people to be scared. I want people to be able to work and live life. But every time I'm on campus, I have a CCW, I don't bring my weapon because you're not allowed to. And when I'm on campus, I feel very vulnerable because I've been there and, you know, going to school there. And, you know, I'm aware of the campuses and where the openings are, where the access are to streets and all that. And, you know, I always tell myself, God forbid there's a shooter, where do I go? What do? I don't have a weapon on me because you're not allowed to. It's a gun-free zone. And I know there's going to be a lot of talk about gun control, but when you have a gun-free zone and people can't protect themselves, we have to rely on police. And again, kudos and God bless the UNLV police and LV, Las Vegas Metro Police Department, as well as the first responders for all they did. But you can't protect yourself. If somebody's coming at you, fight. You're going to be fighting without a weapon because you're not allowed to bring your weapon onto campus. So one of my sons is graduating, and he actually is he teaches a class. He oversees a lab, and I told him, you know, don't go back onto campus if you don't have to. It's just not worth it. And then my other son still has a couple years left. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and where the school is going to go in terms of security. But it is really, really difficult to secure areas when you have a person that wants to do bad. Somebody could bring a truck onto campus and start running people over. Somebody could bring a machete. And the campus covers multiple blocks. There's thousands upon thousands of square feet of buildings. And so I don't know what the answer is. But many individuals are starting to rethink how we should be doing school. And there's a big push for college to be online. In fact, this professor, I think, got his PhD online. The professor that was shooting yesterday. And so, you know, you can't get a medical degree online. I would not recommend that. But, you know, colleges are going to be, after COVID and after what we're seeing with the discrimination and the anti-Semitism, I think you're going to have a lot of people rethink if they actually have to be on college campus. And it stinks because the college experience, my college experience and what I learned wasn't so much in the classes. It was everything else. The dating, the parties, the managing my rent, the working multiple part-time jobs to support myself, dealing with landlords. You know, that's what I learned during college life, being away from home and trying to balance supporting myself while going to school. And when you do it online, it really takes that away, but people don't feel safe anymore. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Three people were fatally shot and a fourth person is expected to survive in an attack on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. That's located a couple miles east of the Las Vegas Strip. The Associated Press is reporting the shooting suspect was a 60-year-old professor who unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. He previously worked at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Kevin McMahill is the sheriff for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately right outside of Beam Hall. LVMPD officers also responded simultaneously. I can tell you today, three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years, people have said that employers discriminate against people who are obese. And it's really hard to study that and to get employers to admit to that and get some accurate data, because if somebody gets fired from a job and they say, well, it was because of my looks, or it was because of my weight, or it's because of my gender. Now, the boss could say, no, it's because you didn't turn in your assignments and you kept coming late and you were stealing the whiteout. He said, she said sort of thing. Well, there has now been a study, an analysis by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics that found that white-collar women who are obese earn 19% less than their slimmer peers, while for men, it's 14%. And that if you are obese, you might miss out on $70 billion in wages per year. I love how, you know, news outlets write that. You really aren't going to be a billionaire if you lose your weight. All right, but they're saying overall that is what they are surmising. So, an analysis of the U.S. Bureau of Statistics found that men with a college degree and a BMI over 30, which is considered obese, earned 5% less than their peers with a healthy weight. With women, it was even worse. Obese and higher educated women made 12% less than their slimmer colleagues. The research accounted for race, age, marital status, which could influence the money somebody makes, and that disparity. So they filtered out that. So they said, well, but what if they were older? Or what if they were, this was independent of age, race, gender. So they say the findings suggest that there's a fat prejudice in corporate America. So obese people could be then missing out on billions of dollars of wages. Now, they say the analysis was opposite for blue-collar jobs. Obese employees were better paid than slimmer colleagues. The analysis was carried out by The Economist. The Economist is a publication. Researchers analyzed data from the U.S. Bureau of Statistics of 23,000 men and women between the ages of 25 and 54 who work full-time. In addition to looking at men with bachelor's degrees, they compared men with more advanced degrees. When researchers compared men with graduate degrees, those who were obese earned 14% less. Women face a similar fate. Obese women with bachelor's degree earn 12% less. With graduate degrees, earn 19% less. So, what about healthcare? Obese workers in healthcare earn 11% less than slimmer colleagues, and obese employees in management roles earn 9% less. So, how are they making less? So, this is the kind of the details I would like to know. So, as a physician, all right, I get paid per patient seen. When I had my office, you would see the patient. You would send a code, hypertension, diabetes, send the code of your CPT code of what you did. Did we do a 10-minute exam, a 15-minute exam, level 3 office visit, level 4 office visit? Do we do a physical? You submit that to the company, and then the company turns around and pays you. They don't know my weight. They don't know my creed. I'm sure they could know my gender, but, and then they pay you. There's a flat rate. You get paid. Same thing right now. When I do telemedicine, I get paid per patient. So I don't know if this is inclusive of all jobs, because if you get paid per amount of work you do, then whether you're skinny or obese, if you're doing the exact same work as somebody next to you, you'll get the same amount. Same thing with male and female. You know, I can't say I get paid less than males because I get paid what the males get paid. If I see fewer patients, yeah, then I'll make less. But if I see the exact same patients, I get the same amount. That's just how the pay is structured. Now, as I've said in terms of gender issues, if you ask for a job and you say, you know what, I'm not going to make a penny less than $150,000. I know you're offering $120,000, but if you want me, it's $150,000. So they go, fine. Yet then they interview a woman who goes, what is the pay? It's $120,000. Is there going to be room to grow? Because I would like to be able to advance that. Yes. Okay. And then they start at the $120,000. So later, right, when an analysis is done on who gets paid what, it looks like they pay men more because he asks for more. And so, when I hear that women are making less for equal work, less pay, that shouldn't be happening. But you also have to understand how that might have come about. You know, if you ask for a certain amount and say, I can only take the job if you offer this, and they offer that to you, now you're making more than somebody else at the office. because you asked for it. And so I think what a lot of jobs, a lot of companies are now doing is you can't, this is just what we're offering. This way everybody gets paid the same and nobody could accuse us of paying one demographic more than another. I don't care if you won't take anything over this money, then this place isn't for you because it'll look like we're paying people less discriminatorily. Sorry. So I think, you know, the days of you negotiating your prices may be gone as companies are being scrutinized. But with obesity, I mean, is that same thing happening? If there's a job that pays $15 an hour, whether you're obese or not, it's a $15 an hour job. So I'm a little confused. Unless what they're looking at is there might be a, if they're looking at jobs that include commission, that include, and so are they looking at individuals where they have the same base, but individuals who are obese may not be making as much extra on top of their base. I don't know. I mean, when I waited tables, I was running around that place, and I did have an obese coworker, but she busted her hiney too. She saw a lot of people. She took a lot of tables as well. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on. But is there discrimination? Yes. I hear employers all the time. In fact, when I was first hiring, somebody told me that I need to be careful because you're going to have some individuals who are lazy. And that they had difficulty with some who were of a certain body type. And I'm like, no, some of my best workers are, you have a child, you have, you know, having some curves doesn't mean it's going to reflect on you. But one person might ruin it for the rest of us. And so there has been stereotypes of people who might not of be, which are false myths, that obese people might not be as hard workers, that they might be lazy. And I haven't seen that. I have seen obese individuals bust their butts. And it doesn't reflect. There's no personality. There's no biological reason for obesity and laziness. Now, do some obese individuals have health conditions that they're more at risk for? An obese individual is at higher risk of diabetes. They're at higher risk of arthritis. They're at higher risk of chronic pain. They're at higher risk for high blood pressure, higher risk for heart disease. And so, you know, when people sadly discriminate against obese individuals, they look at somebody obese as possibly not healthy, and that could turn into more days off, more FMLA, more. And I'm telling you, as a doctor who has hired and worked with multiple individuals, that's not the case. But, you know, I think how we need to move forward, especially in the labor sector, is if a company is afraid of getting accused of discriminating against somebody's acne, somebody's somebody's race, they're going to have to say, look, this is what we pay. And the government does that. The government does these levels, these GS levels, where you get a level, and then after a year or two or whatever, you move up or you go through steps. And advancement is very... And that might not be all the case. There might be cases where some people advance quicker than others. But they're going to have to devise a system that shows, look, this is what the program does. This is how you get to advance. This is when you hit these milestones. If you hit these milestones, you then end up getting a promotion or et cetera. And it's going to have to be very, there's going to have to be a paper trail and very well documented. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we're around a lot of birds. We feed birds. birds will sometimes walk on our shoes, and while we're sitting there, when I was in Italy, in Venice, in St. Mark's Square, the pigeons would be on our shoes, on our heads, just because there's just so many of them. And they love to eat the bread and all that. But you're not supposed to touch birds. My cats will bring in birds to the house. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? We don't want the birds. Birds carry disease. Apparently, an Australian toddler died after touching a pigeon. She apparently contracted a virus. And she's only 2 years old. She's the fifth human victim of Newcastle disease since records have been taken since 1926. She apparently got avian paramyxovirus type 1, APMV. It is a rare disease that causes deadly neurological symptoms. And we see in birds, it can affect their wings, could cause twisted necks. We don't usually see this in humans. They might get conjunctivitis or some other symptoms. But apparently, she unfortunately died. Now, she had been having cold-like symptoms, nausea and vomiting for 3 weeks. But she had, I think, leukemia prior to that. And she had completed her second cycle of chemo 6 weeks earlier. So sadly, she was immunocompromised when she, I guess, made contact with this pigeon. She ended up having epileptic seizures, MRI scans, couldn't figure out why, no mass, no fluid. They tried everything, and unfortunately, it was fatal. They think what happened, she ended up getting an encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, following the infection. Now, these birds carry disease. It is known to spread in pigeon feces, but it could also be spread by windborne dust. Now, Newcastle disease was named after the city in which it was identified in 1926. Remember, back then we would name things based on where they were found. And so things are slowly changing now because of what happened with COVID. They don't want people thinking, they don't want people, calling, they don't want to ruin real estate properties and all that. But these infected pigeons, you could tell, are sick. They have weight loss. Their droppings are green instead of white. They sometimes walk in circles because they can't move. They can't fly well. And human cases weren't reported since the 1940s. Things have been reported by Daily Mail. Some 485 human cases have been reported globally. So it's still really, really rare. And we don't know exactly what happened, but we're assuming she touched the bird. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on that. But I have animals that just love to bring lizards and mice and vermin in, and it's scary. What's also scary are these labs and what they could be leaking. So remember we told you a few months ago that there is a bio lab, right, in California that they believe is Chinese-owned in the heart of California's San Joaquin Valley. The city of Reedley, which is known as the world's fruit basket, where fresh fruit is grown there. But there's apparently a dilapidated warehouse in the center of town. And allegedly, this has been a biolab. A code enforcement officer drove by it. She received a tip that cars were parked outside a building, which she thought was vacant. So she knocked on the door. Three women answered the door. They appeared to be of Asian descent, possibly Chinese. They were all wearing basic PPE, white lab coat, glove, and surgical masks. When she walked inside, there was blood and bodily fluids in Gatorade bottles, labeled in Mandarin. Samples of at least 20 potentially infectious agents, including malaria, dengue fever, COVID-19. There was a pungent odor, which they later found out was because of 1,000 mice. And her discovery has launched now 15 investigations across local, state, and federal agencies and has sparked conspiracy theories that a Chinese biological weapons lab is now hiding in America. And there's been other reports of places in New York and other things like secret police stations where people are not following the rules that China is imposing, that China has their own sort of law enforcement within America, and you end up in these buildings. It's and again, there are a lot of conspiracy theories, but we have become so lax with our borders, with our oversight, that how something like this could be going on, even if it's not China sanctioned. Why are there bodily fluids and biohazardous materials in Gatorade containers. That makes no sense. So local politicians are calling it Wuhan 2.0. Apparently, they said that the lab, they moved in under the cover of night into Reedley. So Reedley city manager Nicole Ziba said no one, not even the businesses across the street, knew what was happening inside the building. So they said when we arrived, we found a modern building in stark contrast. Wait a second. They said Scripps News searched for answers onto court records that listed a company called Universal Meditech as the lab owners. As the lab's owner. Not a single associate responded to phone calls or emails. So they found their company address through California state records, drove to the Fresno offices, and the building was a modern building. It didn't look like a run-down warehouse. Surrounded by security cameras, made by Chinese surveillance technology firm called Hikvision. Now they're apparently banned from selling products in the U.S. for national security reasons, because if they're a security, you know, how do we know that they aren't collecting data? And so they asked, who's in charge of Universal Meditech? And so they kept digging further, and they uncovered FDA records detailing medical supplies that Universal Meditech received from a China-based firm called ID. AIDE. The company Scripps News learned through a collaboration with open source intelligence research Strike Source is owned by Yibai, another Chinese business whose leaders are members of the CCP or the Chinese Communist Party. So, not exactly sure what's going on. We don't know, again, what's, you know, where we're at. I believe that this lab has been closed since then. But they say this isn't the first time that Beijing has used the suburbs of California in this way. So in the early 2000s, Chinese researchers were assembling optic devices in the basements of homes there and attempting to send them back to China in defiance of export bans. So we still don't know if anybody got hurt from this lab. But, you know, when we kind of look at what's going on with COVID and these strains, the 2.286, the HV.1 strain and other dominant strains, a question keeps coming as to if we still haven't concluded that it was a leak or accepted that as what happened, where are these variants coming from? Are these variants being leaked? Are these variants naturally occurring from a leaked virus? Was all this natural? And here we are, time and time again, being, now we have a mysterious pneumonia. This white lung syndrome is basically a descriptor for what's going on x-ray and imaging. It looks like a white lung, but that's not necessarily a disease. And you know, this mysterious pneumonia that apparently has overwhelmed Chinese hospitals in terms of the pediatric population, and now we're hearing of upticks in pneumonia here in America. Now, mind you, the Ohio numbers were coming since August, and they were multiple types of pneumonia we're being told, so not necessarily what we would consider the mysterious pneumonia, but still, it's making people edgy. And when it comes to public health, we were so restrictive and so vicious against each other in society with masks and mandates and vaccines, yet we're so lax with China. We're so lax with our border. It makes no sense. And we need to be a lot more consistent when it comes to infectious disease, when it comes to monitoring for bioweapons, when it comes to gain-of-function research. You can't pick one and not the other. You've got to be consistent and make sure this stuff isn't happening without anybody watching. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation.
preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.